7 News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 27, Pretoria 30, Polokwane 32.
Two crashes, Central Joburg, M2 East, a crash near Joe Slovo Drive, and Sandton M1 Northbound, a crash before Grayston Drive.
The Gauteng Health Department says it has appointed a service provider to repair the laundry equipment at the Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital. This comes after workers raised alarms over poor hygiene conditions due to linen shortages caused by malfunctioning laundry equipment. The department spokesperson, Motala Tsale Madiba, has laid the blame on aging infrastructure.
The facilities laundry has aging infrastructure, which requires an overhaul. In the meantime, we have to keep on servicing the current machinery there. And as such, a service provider has been appointed to carry out repairs on the laundry equipment. Currently, we have 3 tunnel washers that are out of service, only 5 dryers operational.
The firearm case against EFF leader Julius Malema and his former bodyguard Andre Snyman has been postponed to January after the conclusion of closing arguments. The pair appeared before the East London Regional Court yesterday. They face charges of contravening the provisions of the Firearms Control Act linked to the discharge of a gun by Malema at the party's 2018 rally. National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson in the Eastern Cape, Lukulu Tayali.
It has been adjourned to the 23rd and 24th of January 2025 after the state finished its closing arguments. The defense could not finish.
The acting deputy director general at the Department of Social Development, Lumka Oliphant, says a concerning high number of South Africans are incarcerated in Mauritius. These drug trafficking related incarcerations were revealed amid the department's traveling to Mauritius to repatriate a 5-year-old whose mother is one of the incarcerated. Currently, there are 38 South African citizens incarcerated in Mauritius, 23 males and 15 females.
That there is a high number of South African citizens incarcerated in Mauritius for drug trafficking. The longest prison sentence meted to a South African is a male serving 25 years and 15 years for a female. Most significantly, many South Africans are incarcerated for up to 6 years on average while still awaiting trial with no bail.
And a pro-democracy lawyers group says a Sudanese military airstrike on a market in Darfur killed more than 100 people. Tens of thousands have been killed and millions displaced in a 20-month war between the RSF and the Sudanese army that has left the northeast African country on the brink of famine, according to aid agencies. More on jackaranfm.com. Click on news. I'm Emil Pinaar. Hoofdienste hier, 'n diensverskaffer is aangestel om Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital se wasmasjiene te herstel.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.